I'm here with Dr. Greg Bundis, our executive director of Summit's God World Missions, and we want to invite you and the congregations of the Assemblies of God to join in a special week of prayer, September 15th to 22nd. The reason for those specific dates
that's our
that we've
superintendent.
Been requested by Bishop Edward Grabovenko, who leads our sister fellowship church in Russia, member of the World Assemblies of God Fellowship, to remember the situation in the Ukraine and in Russia, and for all the believers there. We want to pray for God's peace to settle in on that situation, and for believers to be united in their witness and outreach for the Lord Jesus Christ. In addition to praying for that sensitive region of the world, we also want to remember another very significant request, and I'm going to ask Greg to share that with us.
As you know, because of the headlines that Iraq has been in the news, and many Christian believers are suffering because of the cause of Christ and because of their identification with Christ, we would also ask you to pray for them. In addition, as you look at the world news, the crisis in West Africa is accelerating with the Ebola, and we are just asking you to remember them.
Four AG pastors have died.
In Liberia has lost four Assemblies of God pastors, and of course the families and the whole movement now is under that cloud. And so would you join with Dr. Wood and myself and your pastor and just intercede now as we pray for the Ukraine, for Iraq, and for West Africa, particularly Liberia.
And you don't have to wait until September 15th to begin praying. That's a special week of focus, but begin praying now for these difficult and needy situations. The Lord bless you.
Thank you.
Well, ever since the movie Heaven is for Real and showing it here, Ray's testimony, I've been able to take that movie and expand it to a lot of our patients and begin to talk to them about heaven, encouraging them that heaven is for real. A lot of our patients are, I don't know if I'd call it skeptical, but questioning. And I'm able to take them through Scripture, and it's been really wonderful. So I was actually kind of working up and trying to figure out what am I going to speak on this Sunday. And I picked a message called The Sound of Heaven. The Sound of Heaven. And if you will turn with me to Revelations. Revelations chapter 4. We're going to start at verse 1. But if you don't mind standing for 1 minute, because you'll be sitting for the next 2 hours, standing for 1 minute.
Oh, Lord, help.
And if you want, lift your Bible up.
Yes.
This is the living Word of God.
This is the living Word of God.
That I trust and obey. What it says is true.
What it says is true.
From Genesis to Revelations.
From Genesis to Revelations.
Today my heart is receptive.
Today my heart is receptive.
And my spirit is alive.
And my spirit is alive.
As I learn to submit.
As I learn to submit.
My will to His.
My will to His.
I am forever changed.
Ever
a child of the living King.
Child of the living King.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hey. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, anoint this message this morning, I pray. I have felt your presence today. I have felt the anointing today. And I pray continue with your anointing and allow your anointing to flow throughout this congregation, throughout these people. Let them realize that heaven is real. You are real. And you are coming back to a church without spot or wrinkle. Thank you, Lord. Verse 1, and I think they're going to bring it up, they already did. After these things I looked and beheld a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he who sat there was like a jasper, and like a sardis stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold in their heads, on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which were the seven spirits of God. Before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf, the third living creature like a face of like man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they did not rest day or night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits at the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before him who sat on the throne and worshiped him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns to before the throne, saying, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Oh, Lord, help us this day. Help us this day to understand what you are saying to us. The sound of heaven is always a sound of joy, of celebration, and of thanksgiving, because it is there that you are truly in the presence of the Lord. You know, the problem that we have today, there are many today, and the common sound that they hear is a sound of discouragement, a sound of complaining, a sound of confusion, a sound of despair. That's what's going on in the world today. They don't hear the sound of heaven. They don't hear heaven. They have lost sight of heaven. And they brought the sight of their own being into being. We need once again to hear the sound of heaven in our individual lives as well as in the church of today. And this morning I want to find out, what will that sound of heaven do for you? What will that sound of heaven do for you? Well, number one, that sound of heaven will bring us immediately into the Spirit. Now you understand in verse 1 of chapter 4, it says, John was writing this, and it said when he went into a vision, he saw heaven. And as he saw heaven, that voice said, come up and I'm going to show you things that must take place. And it says, immediately, he was in the Spirit. Immediately. So you've got to understand that the Heavenly Father, when he says that, it meant something. Psalms 22:3 says, but you are holy, O you who dwell in the holy place where the praises of Israel are offering. Well, you know what that scripture tells me? That scripture tells me that God inhabits the praise of his people. Now, I have to ask you this. Are you God's people? Amen. That was weak, Lord. I'm going to give them another try. Okay? Are you God's people?
Yes.
Okay. So if you are God's people, and if you learn to praise and worship him, God inhabits the what?
Praise.
God inhabits the complaints of his people. God inhabits the confusion of his people. No, God inhabits the praise of his people. Look to your neighbor and say, I'm his people. And look to the other neighbor and say, I'm going to praise him. Hallelujah! That, if I can get nothing from you today other than learning to praise God. We have got to turn into a church of praise and worship. Because if we don't turn into a church of praise and worship, we might as well close our doors because we're going to be like everybody else. And I don't want to be like anyone else. I want to please our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah! Where there is praise unto God, you find God's presence. And this is very important because where the Spirit of the Lord is, you are, and you will find victory, you will find liberty in God, and you will find freedom. Now, Pastor, are you telling me that? Is that truth? 2 Corinthians 2:17 says, now, the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is
liberty,
victory, freedom. So I have to ask you this morning, how many of you this morning want victory? Okay, how many of you this morning want liberty in God?
I want liberty in God.
How many of you this morning are tired being bound and want freedom in God?
Amen?
Well, this is what God is telling you. He says, where the Spirit is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of God is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of God is, there is victory. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty in God. I'm tired of the church being bound by so many things the devil's thrown in. Rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Woo. I can always tell in my own life when I'm not in an attitude of praise and worship. Things begin to kind of fall apart. Okay? It is usually during that time that I find myself operating more in the flesh than in the Spirit. None of you have ever gone through that, right? It's my will, not yours. Huh? Come on now. You know, I've gone through that. None of you have. But I've gone through that. And when I put my will in front of God, guess what? God doesn't make robots. You are the sum total of the choices you make in life. Young people, you are the sum total of the choices you make in life. Good or evil. If you make a bad choice, you will suffer the consequences. If you make a good choice, the Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit will come in and he'll just bless you. You want freedom? Make the right choices. If I want freedom, I have to make the right choices. If I make wrong choices, I suffer. I suffer those consequences. Do you agree? Hallelujah. There are battles that we can fight and win in the spirit that we will always lose in the flesh. How many of you know what I mean? You have to fight your battles in the spirit. Because I'll tell you something, and the book of Ephesians, it tells you about that. That we don't wrestle against the flesh. You know, we wrestle against the spirit and the things that are spiritual, things that are going. You know, and you're going to go through those and you're going to have problems. And if you try to do it in yourself, oh, I could do this, Lord, I won't bother you today. This is not very bad. This is not hard. I can do this, oh God. None of you have said that, but I have. And I don't want to bother God because, you know, he's such an important person. You know, and he's so busy. I don't need to bother him with my little problem. But when my little problem turns into that big one, I'm moaning and groaning and crying, and I'm putting my and laying down and prostrate. Oh, God, why did you let this happen to me? And I know just what he's saying. I let it happen to you because you didn't call on me when it was little. But you know what? I praise God because he has humor. He'll laugh with me and then he'll say, okay, let's take care of this mess. Now, how many had some messes taken care of? Well, I've had a few messes taken care of. I'll tell you, honestly, I've had a few messes taken care of. And, you know, sometimes I just get myself in those messes. I thank God, I thank so much, and thank you, Lord, for your patience, not mine, but your patience to get me through some of the messes I get myself in. So, the sound of heaven will bring us immediately into the Spirit. Number two, that sound of heaven will bring us before the throne of God. Now, we're reading Revelations 4. Understand what it says. That he got that when he was in the Spirit, when he was led up in the Spirit, what happened? He was led to the throne room of God, was led right to the throne of God. You want to get close to God, you got to get to the throne of God. Revelation 3:20 in the Amplified says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears and listens to and heeds my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will eat with him and he will eat with me." Do you understand that Jesus is standing at the door today? And he's knocking at that door? And he promises to come in if we will only open the door. His presence will be with us and will be with those who open the door. That's how simple it is. We make salvation too hard. We make going into the presence of God too hard. God says, just open the door. Do you know he's at the door knocking? He wants you to get into the Spirit. He wants you to feel his presence. You know, I'm so tired of churches that say that you shouldn't live by the feelings. Well, you know what? God created feelings. Amen? And sometimes it takes crying out before him. Sometimes it takes just getting down on your face and bawling before the Lord. That little bit of bawling and crying and praying out to God, you know, that cleans up your body. Gets out all the old garbage and brings in the new, the Holy Spirit. Amen? Woo! I guess I'm a little emotional. When I get the feeling the presence of God, I just belly wash it. I'm just a crier. I was this morning preparing my message and putting some other things together, and I found Terry McClung's videos. I just bawling, oh God, thank you. This is so good. And I was just feeling the presence of God and just glorifying the Heavenly Father. And you're going to be surprised what I picked up there later in the service. Now the response. If you have, how many of you this morning have opened that door? I'm looking for,
open the door.
Come on. How many of you, young people, have you opened the door? Raise your hand. If you haven't opened that door, my goodness, we better get working on you. Open that door. How many of you let the Lord in? Lord, forgive them. How many of you have opened that door and let the Lord in? Oh! My goodness, don't go to sleep on me. Because there's a response. Now listen to this response. If you will open the door and you will let the Lord in and you will let the Holy Spirit in, He will come in and sup with you. He will come in and have dinner with you. He will come in and get the presence of God there. He will do that if you will open that door. Hallelujah. But there is something that takes place once you've learned to do that. The response to opening that door and letting Jesus into your life is found in Revelation 4:1. It says, now that you have opened the door, Jesus now opens the door of heaven and invites in those who had previously invited Him in. I got to say that again, because that should make you excited. When you open the door and you let the Lord in and you let His presence in, Jesus in Revelation says, okay, John, here's what I've done. To those that opened and allowed me in, I will now open the door of heaven and allow them in. The door of heaven is open. The door of heaven is open to those who take the initiative to open it when Christ knocks on the door. Don't close it. When we open the door for Jesus to come into our lives, He in turn opens the door of heaven for us to come into His kingdom. Because of the sacrificial death of Jesus on the cross, we are now able to come boldly before the throne room of God and lay our petitions at the altar. Did you know that? When Christ died and was put on that cross and He died, when He cried out, "It is finished," something took place. Something took place that very day. It says on that very day, the holies of holies, which you were not allowed to even touch or go into, only the high priest could. When it, oh my, hallelujah, Jesus. When He said, "It is finished," the holies of holies from the top to the bottom, that veil that opened it up, it broke, it tore it from top to bottom and opened the veil and opened the holies of holies, giving you the ability as Christians today to go into the holies of holies, to the throne room of God, to lay your petitions before God, to lay your desires before God. Woo! You didn't have that before. But now that door has been opened to you. Oh my goodness. Number three, the sound of heaven will bring a declaration of the holiness of God. A declaration of the holiness of God. Revelation 4:8 says, "And the four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they did not rest day or night, saying, 'Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come.'" Do you understand? By His very nature, God is holy, and all of creation should declare God's holiness. We find here three times declaration of God's holiness. Holy, holy, and holy. This is a declaration of the holiness found in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is a declaration of His holiness on the account of His majesty, His justice, and His mercy. Because holy he was, holy he is, and holy is he to come. Do you understand that holy is man's word to describe God? That's man's word to describe God. Three is the number for God. And therefore, holy, holy, holy is a declaration that God is more holy than words can even describe. Wow! So when you cry out, holy, 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 it's beyond our finite imagination to describe what we are actually saying. We think it's just three words, but actually it gets God's attention. Whoa! Because that's who he is. Four, the sound of heaven will bring worship and honor to God. The sound of heaven is worship. There is neither a moment or never a moment in heaven that worship isn't taking place. And worship is our opportunity to bring the sound of heaven to earth. I do believe when we get to heaven, there's going to be a lot of praise. There's going to be a lot of worship. There's going to be a lot of holies brought forth in heaven. And the 24 elders was good proof of that, because they fell before the face of the throne of God and cried, holy, holy, holy to you, O Lord. Hallelujah. The sound of heavenly worship expressed in every service is not just saying, God, we give thee holy and glory and honor. The essence is in declaring that God is worthy of that glory. God is worthy of that honor. We can declare all the words and ideas we want about God. But now listen to this. But unless we truly believe and understand in our hearts that he is worthy, it is mere lip service and is not worship. And I'm sorry to say that's what's going on in churches of today. It's more entertaining than it is worship. Do you understand? Jesus warned in Matthew 15:8. These people draw near me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their hearts hold off and are far away from me. That was a warning from the Lord himself that we need to take worship serious. When we're up here in the morning singing worship songs, I'm sorry to say, but there's certain ones I see to just sit there not enter in. That's your opportunity. Oh my goodness, that's your opportunity to get into the presence of God. That's your opportunity to let the presence of God come to you here on earth. When you praise and you worship the heavenly Father in heaven, you're opening a door to heaven, and the sound of heaven and the sound of the mighty angels in heaven come down to be a part of the worship that you're creating. We need to look at worship and praise differently today. We need to look at it as an opportunity to allow the sound of heaven to come down to earth. Oh my goodness. Worship is a choice. We have been given free will. We can just do it. We can open up and worship, or we can sit back and say, I'm not going to. It is a choice. But I'll tell you something, heaven's a choice too. Amen? If you can't learn how to praise and worship down here, if you can't learn how to get in and praise God here, you won't enjoy heaven. So you might as well not go. Hey, I'm just being honest. Myself, I am looking forward to it. Yes. You know, Lord, take me. But not right now. You know, not right now. You know, there was this preacher that was preaching about heaven and try to get everybody in and said, yeah, you really got to do it this way to get to heaven and blah, blah. And he's preaching on. And a little boy back there, you know, was very attentive about it. And then after service, the little boy came to the preacher. The preacher said, did you like the message about heaven? He said, yes, I really did, Pastor. But I almost sound like you're wanting to take us right now. I don't know if I want to go right now. See, I think we can bring heaven here. The sound of heaven. Bring it here in your praise and in your worship. God desires that worship and that we worship Him. But we have that choice. And God is delighted when someone or a church or a congregation chooses to genuinely worship Him. The last one here is the sound of heaven will bring out a heart of submission. Ooh, to the authority of God. Now let me read you Revelations 4, 10 and 11. It says that the 24 elders fell down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. And cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created. Do you understand that the 24 elders falling before God showed that He was the supreme authority over their life? When we truly present a heart of worship to God, then and only then do we bow to the authority of the Lord. Amen. Amen. The 24 elders laying their crowns before the throne represented their submission to God. No matter what we have achieved in this life, it all comes from the Father. All things are placed at His feet. Everything that we have is in Him. Everything that we are is in Him. Everything that we hope to be is in Him. Outside of Him, we are nothing and we have nothing. He is God and He is worthy. Now, my little surprise this morning is from Terry McCullen. I want you just to sit back, listen to this. If you feel like standing and worshiping and praising God, do so. Because this is called the sound of heaven.
And I saw 24 thrones. In the center of those thrones, I saw one more throne coming out of the ground, if it was. Smoke all around it. On that throne was the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
And all the attention of this great scene turned to center around the Lamb. The sound was magnificent. This song was born out of that. Listen. Can you hear the sound of heaven? Like the sound of many waters. It's the sound of worship. Of adoration spent from every
worship you now.
Hallelujah, Lord, we worship you, O God. We worship. worship you, O God. We worship you, O God. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We praise you, Father God. We praise you, Lord, for your mercy, Lord, and your loving kindness. It's greater than life itself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are our Savior, our Lord, our Redeemer.
God is so good. He is so good. And I hope and pray that you get the sound of heaven deep into your heart. And you begin to praise and you begin to worship God like you've never done before. Church, we're in the last days. And the only way we're going to get that sound of heaven down here on earth is through you. Through you. Through your love, through your compassion, through dedication, through just opening that door. But letting the Lord in. Please. Please. Don't close the door to Jesus. He's done so much for you. Don't close the door to Jesus. Don't close the door to Jesus. Don't forget Thursday night prayer meeting. You know? And we're trying to start and put together our youth service so that we can start having a Wednesday youth service. So pray for us. Pray for this. Pray for God to move in that direction. There's so many things we need help in. Pray for more children's church leadership and helping there. Pray for toddler, a place for our toddlers, for a babysitter or someone to come in and take that as a ministry. Pray. Because that, I mean, you just don't understand the burden in my heart and the desire in my heart to see God do some great and mighty things. Great and mighty things. But it does require people working together, doing things. Praise the Lord. Pastor Ray.
Thought came to my mind a few moments ago. Back in the days of the Soviet Union, early part of the Soviet Union, and one of the things that they strove to do was run Christianity out of Russia and everywhere else they were. There was a church service. It was a kind of a country church. They were way. They didn't want to be seen. They're having this service. There was a lot of people there. And in bursts Soviet soldiers, fully armed. And one of them shouted out, "If you don't know God, if you're not a Christian, you better get out of here right now, because we're going to kill all the Christians." A few ran for the doors. The remainder stayed. These soldiers happened to be Christians. They put their weapons down. That is so great to be with Christians. Let's worship the Lord. But my question to us this morning, what are we going to do if something similar happens here? Oh, that can't happen. Oh, listen to the news. Let's see what's happening in the church today. Let's see what's about to happen to pastors who will not fulfill the orders of the government concerning such things that are unscriptural. They're saying we must do. ISIS? Nah, no big deal. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're in major crisis right now. And my question to us this morning, following the message and following what was spoken, where are we today? And if we're just playing around, then let's go somewhere else. If we're for real, let's go for it. Stand with me, church. We're not going to close in one person. This is not about me today. If you know the Lord, if Jesus Christ is your Savior and Lord, I want you to close this service with prayer unto Him, praise unto Him, in English, in your prayer language, or what. But let's just lift our joy and our love to heaven. And when it's quiet, we'll conclude. Let's go. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for this message today. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the reality of heaven. Thank you, Lord, that it is for real, God. It's not just a figment of someone's imagination, but it is for real. Thank you, Lord, for saving us, for filling us with your Spirit. Thank you for your broken body. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Maybe I've got an advantage over you since I've been there and got sent back. But heaven is for real. Glory to God. Have a great week in the Lord. God bless you all. Hallelujah.